Hello, Florida Bar members and Florida registered paralegals. This is a quick reminder from the Standing Committee on Mental Health and Wellness of Florida Lawyers that you are approved to use the Florida Lawyers Helpline, a completely free and confidential around-the-clock helpline designed to support you in managing the challenges of both your personal and professional life. By dialing 833-FL1-WELL or 833-351-9355, you can connect with mental health professionals who are ready to assist you. Take advantage of up to 5 complimentary in-person or telehealth counseling sessions annually, and remember, there's no limit to the number of calls you can make. Reach out today.
You're listening to the Florida Bar Podcast, brought to you by the Florida Bar's Practice Resource Center, Legal Fuel. Produced by the broadcast professionals of the Florida Bar.
Welcome to the Florida Bar's Legal Fuel Podcast, brought to you by the Practice Resource Center of the Florida Bar. We're so glad you're joining us. This is Christine Bilbrey. I'm the director of the Practice Resource Center and one of the hosts of the show, which is being recorded from our studio in Tallahassee, Florida.
And I'm Jamie Moore. I'm a practice management advisor at the Florida Bar and co-host of today's podcast. Our goal at the Practice Resource Center is to assist Florida attorneys with running the business side of their law practices. We focus on a different topic each month and carry the theme through our website with related tips, videos, and articles.
Every day, lawyers work diligently to solve their clients' legal issues, but finding the right information in the most efficient manner can be a challenge. So enter VLEX FastCase, an innovative tool built to change the way legal work gets done. From AI-driven insights to seamless integration into daily workflows, this platform offers new ways for lawyers to work faster and smarter, and ultimately enhance the delivery of client services. So today we'll explore how this game-changing resource can assist attorneys and how Florida Bar members can benefit from it at no cost. Joining us today to discuss the VLEX FastCase platform features is Alex Schaefer, a customer success manager based out of the Washington, D.C. office of VLEX.
Alex graduated from the University of Texas School of Law and went on to litigate cases in the trial division of the Philadelphia District Attorney's Office. While balancing a fast-paced litigation schedule, he quickly came to appreciate the need for quick and reliable research. Now, Alex leverages VLEX's innovative solutions to eliminate the many research roadblocks that stand between attorneys and successful results. His work is centered on reducing attorneys' research hours so that they may redirect their focus to where it matters most, their client success. Welcome to the show, Alex.
Thank you very much for having me.
So, Alex, a lot of attorneys just don't like change. And so we're going through a little bit of that because FastCase has been a member benefit here at the Florida Bar. The Florida Bar pays for this and gives it to our members for free. So now it has been transformed into VLEX. And so we want to talk to people that have never used it before and all those FastCase users that are skeptical. So can you start by giving us a brief overview of the upgraded VLEX FastCase platform and how it's different from FastCase 7?
Absolutely. And it may actually be easiest to start by discussing the similarities.
Okay.
And the largest of which is going to be the content set. So we are using the same underlying content set that you're familiar with from FastCase in the current iteration of VLEX FastCase. And the biggest change is just going to be not necessarily to the searching methods or to how you're able to browse content inside of FastCase, but more so just to some of the functionality, to the speed, and to the reliability and availability of resources. The change here is going to feature a number of different user interface switches, but it's going to offer many of the same functions that you're already familiar with in FastCase. For example, you could utilize plain language searching to search for cases, statutory content, regulatory content, and secondary materials using common language. But you can also utilize the same Boolean terms and connectors you may have been familiar with from FastCase alongside pin site searches to specific reporters and things of that nature.
Great. And I want to ask, I'm just going to go ahead and say this. When you were in law school and in your early career, were you a Westlaw user? What were you using, or did you actually use Fastcase?
I was. I was working in the government, right? So we were fortunately able to get a all-you-can-eat Westlaw subscription without any kind of fees associated that folks in private practice have to deal with in order to access their products. So I was able to spam the search bar as much as I wanted, going down legal research rabbit holes without necessarily racking up a tab. But I can certainly appreciate that that's not the case for everyone, and imagine that having the ability to search a little bit more freely can be a big benefit.
Mm-hmm. And I like to get that out of the way, because when I came to the Florida Bar 9 years ago, you know, in our department, we help attorneys run the business side of their practice. So all the things they have to sign up for and pay for. And I had so many members who said, oh no, I'm never using anything but Westlaw. It's the gold standard. I'm not going to do it. And so slowly, I would say, why don't you try it? It's free. Do you know how much, you know, you could be saving right now? It's like, just, it makes sense that you give it a try. And so I literally had members calling me back saying, you were right. You know, I'd looked at it a long time ago, and I didn't think it was what I wanted. And now I understand, you know, so it had come a long way. So this is, I feel like we're still in the, you know, every product has a life cycle, but I've been very impressed with Fastcase. And I also want to say, because VLEX has come in, and so these companies have merged, are we going to stop saying Fastcase altogether, or is that still part of the product's name?
It's going to still be part of the product's name, at least for the immediate future. The idea being that Fastcase is a brand that was starting to be recognized by our Bar Association partners to be reliable and a helpful alternative to some of the other resources out in the market. With that in mind, the product itself is still using that Fastcase data. So the actual content, or beating heart as you would of the research platform, is going to be identical. It's just some overhauls to the searching and tracking of content that were really fantastic inside of the product that VLEX was offering at the time. So when we were evaluating whether we would want to introduce a Fastcase 8, or the next iteration from our Fastcase 7 that most folks would be familiar with, we decided, in light of the merger, why not adopt some of the technical advances that VLEX has to offer and bring those to the Bar Association partners who are already familiar with the content set.
Great.
And I want to add that I am still fielding questions from members that are using Westlaw and have no idea about VLEX. So I like to tell them about it. And this ties into my next question for you, Alex, is for someone new to the platform, where and how can they access VLEX Fastcase, and how can they get started as far as like our Florida Bar members?
Absolutely. So you're actually able to access the latest iteration of VLEX Fastcase directly from the Florida Bar Association's website. So if you go to floridabar.org, then under the members tab, there's a benefits/discount section, which will have a pane on the website where you can click it for VLEX Fastcase access. And I also understand that if you select login to log in using your bar ID, that you'll then be able to access the website from there as well.
That's right. It lives in the member portal. So for all the members who don't know how to log into their member portal, you're missing out. So that's an easy fix if you want to check in with us.
I do believe they have to create a username and password.
Right.
Though. Is that
right.
Correct?
Well, okay.
It's not just automatic.
There are so many attorneys who their assistant has logged in for them in the past to like report their CLE credit. So it's that same member portal, but there's so many good things inside of it. So I encourage anyone who's listening, if you're not logging into the member portal, please get that set up.
And I can vouch, I spend a lot of time, probably more than most people would like to admit, looking at different bar associations' websites. And the Florida Bar has an excellent site that's really easy to navigate and looks to be really well put together.
Well, we appreciate that.
Good to know.
Yeah.
So I understand the initial landing page focuses on setting up the platform. Can you walk us through the VLEX Resource Center and recommend some steps to customize it effectively?
Absolutely. So whenever you log in for the very first time, there's going to be two different resources that I would recommend you explore. The first of which will be the Resource Center, which is available about halfway down the left-hand side of the page under the Help menu. And under there, there's going to be a tab that says Knowledge Base. And this will guide you to our knowledge base that houses information on navigating the platform at a simple level, but also very in-depth as to certain features. One of the things I like to shout from the mountaintops is that I recommend users to check out our articles on CERT, which is our recently introduced in-house case citator. It's a human editorial-led effort, and it's a really great way for folks that may be coming from other platforms as well that are familiar with the systems utilized elsewhere, such as Shepherd's or Keysight, to get familiar with those treatment signals that you would see inside of VLEX. Now, there's also a slew of other additional information in that knowledge base, and it's easily searchable. And there's going to be a number of animated GIFs in that knowledge base as well that will show you where to click, how to click, and how to proceed. The other resource I would recommend is upon your initial entry into VLEX Fastcase, in the lower right-hand corner, there's going to be a blue bubble that says Get Started, and this will open up the resource center that allows you to proceed through a step-by-step overview of the platform. And it's very much a guided tour, which will take you through the account settings, emphasizing the best search methods, the results pages, how documents are displayed inside of VLEX, and how to also set up the VLEX Cloud. And there's, again, at the bottom of that page, going to be links through back to that knowledge base that I mentioned earlier, alongside some contact information for training sessions, our general email, phone, and in-app chat to contact our support team. And we also have some video tutorial content if you are a bit more of a visual learner.
Excellent.
That's a great resource. So some of the questions that I received directly are members are confused on how to do the new searching, you know, within the upgraded platform. So can you explain how the platform enhances search functionality and allows users to improve their search results? And if you have any tips to share of how they can perform those searches better, that would be really helpful.
Certainly. One of the largest overhauls in my mind is going to actually take place in the results page. But before we get there, your search bar, when you were familiar with it in Fastcase, would have been provided front and center in the page. Now that's going to house feature libraries from the Florida bar. Then below that, it will have your news feed. But at the very top of the page, you're going to see that there's a persistent search bar that will follow you throughout the app. So if you ever need to spring into a different search, you can simply navigate towards the top of the page and enter your search terms. As mentioned a little bit earlier, the search engine is going to support the same plain language search. So using conversational search terms, what is the Fifth Amendment, right? We'll also support individual site-based searches. So if I'm looking for a particular case, I can simply enter its reporter number. Then we also support terms and connectors or Boolean operators, which are going to be your ands, ors, withins, things of that nature as well. So if you are a bit of a legal research nerd and really like to apply all the terms and connectors, that's still going to be supported in here. That's kind of the bucket I fall into. But if you're also just trying to cast a bit of a broader net, you can always rely on those keyword searches and then use some of the additional filtering at the back end. Now, one of the main changes inside of the VLEX Fastcase platform with searching is going to be on the left-hand side of the page where we offer an advanced search option. And this is a bit of a hybrid approach where you're able to select your jurisdiction, specify your content set, and then utilize a bit more of a plug-and-play approach to building search queries. So if you are not as familiar with the terms and connectors that we have supported in these two different platforms, you can see that there's certain fields where you can search for all of these words, for an exact phrase, for a word in proximity of another term, any word, no words, so on and so forth. And you're able to create searches and even save searches as an alerts directly from that advanced search interface. So it's a really great way when you're trying to sculpt some more granularity into your search to be able to do so in a format that's not maybe as precise as making sure that every character of your conventional search query and every parentheses is in their exact right position.
Nice. Okay. So whatever they're comfortable with, this is going to be able to accommodate it. And I love the advanced search option. That sounds very helpful. Okay. So we have to address Vincent AI. So it's living in there, but I want to specify that it is not free. It is discounted for our members. And we've done a whole podcast with Damian Real about Vincent. I love Vincent AI. This is coming. A lot of attorneys are excited about it. Some of them are afraid of it because it lives inside of VLEX. Can you tell listeners, what is Vincent AI? And I've already said that it's not included, but can you just talk about it a little bit generally? Because people are going to see, I think it gives them an option. Just talk about what they're going to see and what their choices are there.
Absolutely. So Vincent AI was actually one of the earliest instances of artificial intelligence in the legal research marketplace. I'm sure that my contemporaries that came from the VLEX side of things are probably shuddering as I get this date wrong. But to the best of my knowledge, I think it was about 2019 when the initial iteration was introduced. And it was simply looking to users' documents to look at these cited authorities and then find relevant authorities that may be missing or similar functions to that. Now, obviously, this all changed quite a bit with the explosion of large language models from OpenAI, from Google, from Anthropic, and others. And that's kind of led to the latest iterations of Vincent AI that you would see in the app today. But before I discuss the research assistant component of Vincent, I do want to highlight that Florida Bar Association members, regardless of whether they pay any additional subscription fee, will have access to the case analysis portion of Vincent. And this is going to exist inside of cases whenever you open them. At the top of the page, there will be a little bubble that says powered by Vincent AI. And this will provide a AI-sourced case summary, some AI-generated headnotes and topics that are inside of that case. And it's a great way to accelerate that process of reviewing authorities as you're going through your case results when traditionally performing research. Now, in addition to that component, the upsell feature is going to be the research assistant component of Vincent AI. And that is what you would see from the upper left-hand side of the homepage. And the research assistant component of Vincent AI is really focused on allowing users to perform research or to jump into the workflows that they would conventionally take quite a bit of time to do in a streamlined fashion. It's not going to replace attorneys for the foreseeable future, if not ever, right? At the end of the day, there needs to be a bar number behind everything for purposes of accountability. But what it will let you do is jump to the parts of lawyering that actually require the lawyer and require that creativity, that judgment, that insight, and that problem solving. So for example, one of the workflows that we have inside of Vincent is known as analyze a complaint. And if you're defense counsel, for instance, you can take your complaint and upload it directly to Vincent, where Vincent will then read through that complaint, analyze to confirm, yes, this is a complaint, not a motion, not a merger agreement or something like that, and also analyze the content inside of that complaint to start recommending some research queries it can help you with. So if you would think of the conventional workflow, I'm defense counsel, a complaint comes across my desk or a client comes to my office and shares the complaint or says that they were sued. I then look through that complaint to pull out the claims, pull out the defenses, and then start some research into those defenses. I can go ahead and streamline that all using Vincent AI by having Vincent AI pull out each of those claims alongside the authority that we're citing to support those claims, to then build a timeline of the alleged facts in that complaint, and then to jump into research that's looking to the vetted authorities inside of the VLEX FastCase database to then verify, you know, the different claims that opposing counsel presented, or to propose potential defenses in legal arguments that I could then explore when I'm going to draft my answer, for an example. And that's just one example of a workflow inside of Vincent. There's going to be others that are a little bit more general, such as document summarization, timeline extraction. There's going to be others that are a little bit more focused towards transactional counsel. So things like analyze a contract, where you can find overlaps or inconsistencies. You can look for a client hostile language. There's some redline analysis features that allow you to upload a document with track changes enabled to highlight the impact of each of those changes and which party is impacted. And our team is really on quite a roll developing new workflows to introduce to Vincent, really based on user feedback and seeing what people are resonating with most. So it's a really exciting tool. And I believe that there is a not just a discount available for Florida Bar Association members, but there's also a trial if you'd like to kick the tires for yourself to see how it performs and see if it would be a good fit for accelerating some of your workflows. But it is a feature that we're all very enthusiastic about internally, and we've had a really warm reception so far with our early adopters. But really the best way to see if it's a good fit for yourself is to give it a spin and see if it is the kind of thing that will help your day-to-day research processes and general document processing.
Yeah, it's amazing how it's like you have a whole team of associates working for you, and now you just have to supervise the work that's been done. So the demo that I saw recently was even more advanced. So I can tell you guys are continuing to work on this. So I do encourage people to take a look at that. And I did not know about the trial. So thank you for telling us that.
Absolutely.
Yeah, very good. And are there any specific features within VLEX that is designed specifically for Florida practitioners that they should, you know, our Florida Bar members should be aware of?
Whenever you log in, you'll see pretty front and center on your homepage that there's going to be a featured library section. And this houses content that the Florida Bar is highlighting. Now, some of this is content that you need to subscribe to in addition to your free access. But there are things like the Florida Family Law Trial Notebook, the Florida Causes of Action, and a number of other titles that are all highlighted here and can be subscribed to as well that are promoted and supported by the Florida Bar Association.
Very good. And could you describe the history button and what it can save for users? So perhaps it can save time, you know, when they log back in.
Absolutely. So in the upper left-hand corner of any page in the platform, there's going to be a component of the search bar, which looks like the hands of a clock turning backwards. And that's going to be your research tools, your research history, where you'll be able to navigate through your previous searches to then see what exactly you searched alongside timestamps of when it was searched. And each of those previous search sessions has a little caretted option, which upon clicking will open up to see the additional steps that you took. So for example, if I was searching for divorce proceedings, or for case law to support family law proceedings, and I started with a search for divorce, then I applied a number of filters in addition to that, and then accessed a couple of documents based off of that, I'll be able to see all of that from that history window by expanding the little caret option. And then I can jump directly into those specific documents that I accessed in the past. So I know I'm not alone in this. A lot of people these days are working in a much more hybrid fashion. And it really isn't just from home in the office anymore. It's home, the courtroom, the office, coffee shop, and you're bouncing around. And sometimes, you know, you leave your laptop unplugged, runs out of power, or, you know, you're working on a mobile hotspot, then lose your access. I've found it to be really helpful, even in my limited use cases these days, just to be able to jump back into that history function and pull open specific cases or examples that I was utilizing in the past and not worrying that those are being lost to the computer crash or my battery draining.
Nice little way back machine. So you, after you've gone down the rabbit hole and you realize you already found the answer, 10 minutes ago, but you can't find it. I like that. Okay. Is there an option to set up default settings so a user doesn't have to repeat a whole lengthy search process every time? What can you save in the settings?
So by default, your searches should have the jurisdictional selection selected for Florida. And the jurisdiction selector inside of Fastcase VLEX is going to operate very similarly to what you would be familiar with from the Fastcase side of things. But once you make your initial selections, you're able to then select apply to save those changes in a one-off basis or to apply and save as default so that whenever you go to launch any subsequent search, you're already dialed in on that jurisdictional selection. So for example, if perhaps you practice in Florida, certainly, but maybe you also have some clients with businesses in Georgia or in other neighboring states, and you have the upgraded US core package, you can then make a selection of a combination of those jurisdictions so that if you're looking to run research requests, you're searching across all of those locations and not just having to apply jurisdictional filters on the back end after running your initial searches. The other large way that you can save some time with searching is through that advanced search function. You can create a search and save it as an alert, which is going to be a way where you can have that search automatically ran in the background. So if in my area of practice, there are developments that are maybe on appeal and we're all waiting to see what the impact of that appellate court opinion will be, I can actually go ahead and create a search that would capture that, but then select in the option to save it as an alert so that I'll have email notices if there is a new decision that comes out in light of that changed law or maybe new legislation, whatever it may be.
That is. So I want to change topics a little bit here. So with the platform's integration into Microsoft Word, how can lawyers leverage this to improve their workflow?
Yeah, absolutely. So we do offer a plugin that's known as VLEX for Word, and it can be accessed. There's a bubble on the homepage with a little tile that explains the plugin, but it can also be installed directly from inside of Word itself. If you go to the Manage Add-ons tab from Word, you can search for VLEX. It should pop right up. And what the plugin will allow you to do is to log into VLEX and then have a side pane in your Word documents, which will allow you to search for citations directly, link to those authorities on VLEX, and even see some research recommendations from Vincent as you work in that document. So it's a great way to accelerate that process of moving from one screen to the next to say, okay, here is a citation, rather than having to actually, go to VLEX and search for that citation, you're able to just give it a click inside of that plugin and pull it open in your next window directly.
Wow. That's so helpful.
That's excellent. Yeah.
Okay. So you mentioned earlier that members can subscribe to, you mentioned the news and journal publications within the platform. Tell us a little bit more about this feature. What are those?
Absolutely. So there are a number of content sets that are available. So users, upon their initial login, will have the ability to customize what they're seeing on their homepage's newsfeed by editing their preferences. So whenever you log in, under the feature libraries tab, you'll see personalized news, latest news, and international news. And the personalized news section is able to be tailored to your specific practice area and such. To do this, you'll move slightly over to the right where there is a pencil icon that says edit your VLEX. And upon clicking, you'll be able to select what are known as smart topics. And these are general parameters that inform VLEX what type of news articles you may be interested in. So for example, I could select tax law and business structures, things of that nature, and keeping it within Florida, then I can update my preferences so that whenever I log into VLUX, I will see the latest posts inside of those practice areas and that jurisdiction as well. You can also go ahead and ask VLUX to send that information to you as a digest through email. So you can do this either weekly, daily, or not at all. And you can choose whether or not you would like to receive smart topic notifications on those selections that you made. And you can change those preferences at any time. So it's a great way to maybe enable when you are in the swing of things and looking to stay up to date on new developments. But if, for example, you're going home for the holidays and don't want to think about the law for 5 days, which I know isn't possible for most of us, you can, you know, temporarily disable it and then bring it back on once your work brain is activated again.
Okay, great.
So could you talk about the tools that will allow users to download, print, or share documents?
Certainly. So inside of every case, you are going to see a number of options that are going to be somewhat reminiscent of what you would see inside of Fastcase. The area where these are positioned is going to be in the upper right-hand corner, where you'll see a star icon, which allows you to save content as a favorite, a folder icon, which will shockingly allow you to save content to a folder inside of VLUX, a printer icon, if you're looking to either print directly or to save as a PDF, a sharing menu, which offers the ability to share to social media or through email, along with copying a link to the page directly if you're looking to share with other counsel inside of your practice or maybe opposing counsel. Then you can also download directly as a PDF document or as a Word document if you're intending to maybe make some edits and just grab an excerpt from that material.
It's a very handy feature. So this question, I know our members will be very curious about. Could you provide an overview of the different pricing models and what each option offers?
Certainly. So as part of the Florida Bar Association membership benefit, you'll have access to the Florida Core, which will give you all of the primary Florida state content. So that will be cases, statutes, the Constitution, regulations, acts and session laws, court rules, AG opinions, ethics, disciplinary materials. And that will be both for Florida state and also for the corresponding federal content, right? So that will include the Supreme Court, the appellate circuit, the district courts inside of Florida, bankruptcy courts, US code, Constitution, so on. And that also gives you access to the in-app citator cert, the Word extension, then those Vincent AI case analysis bubbles at the top of your cases, and also that news stream that we were talking about.
And so that's free, right?
Yep. As a member of the Florida Bar Association, that is the free tier of access.
And then what are the things that if somebody needed or is able to access that could incur charges? How's that set up?
Yep. So if you are looking to subscribe to individual content sets for secondary materials, so I mentioned those Florida Bar Library publications earlier. So for example, if I was a family law practitioner, I could subscribe to the corresponding materials for the Florida Family Law Trial Notebook, and I would be able to subscribe to that on a per document basis. And that's through James Publishing as well. So there's going to be individual document costs for each publication there. But generally speaking, if I'm looking to add more content from the VLUX Fastcase Library, the next step up would be the United States Core. And that's going to offer the same exact content sets I mentioned were included for free as a Florida Bar Association benefit, but that will also do so for the other states and the other federal circuits outside of Florida. Then the last step up as well is going to be that US Core, which will offer all the national content in addition to that Vincent AI subscription. And that will give you the research assistant tools for all of the different workflows that we mentioned earlier. The last, cross-sell option as well is the Briefs, Pleadings, and Motions add-on. And what that's going to do is bring in actual court filings from Docket Alarm, which is our litigation database product. And you'll be able to search that content directly inside of VLEX Fastcase. So for example, if you are on the litigation side of things, you would then be able to find orders from judges, pleadings from other counsel, things like that, to be able to see forms, arguments, form documents from other cases, not necessarily blank forms. We want to clarify that. But you would be able to see litigation filings to then build your own off of what's been previously successful, for instance.
Okay. All right. So if you're allowed to tell us, but if you've been in the tech world, you know that once a product shifts, they typically are going to sunset the old product. Is that going to happen with Fastcase 7? And if so, when?
I actually don't know the particulars, so I don't have to lie to you here.
Okay.
I'm sure it will happen eventually. Just like when we had the ability to go back to Fastcase 6, mm-hmm. when users were introduced to Fastcase 7, I believe there is a function in VLEX Fastcase to return to Fastcase 7 for the immediate future.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure how long that will continue to be offered. I know the intention is to bring people over to the new platform because that content set is the same. The way that you can search and browse material is the same, but really it's just adding a little bit more performance for faster searches and some additional features that we've had a chance to kind of run through earlier.
Yeah, and from what we've heard, it's significantly faster in VLEX. So that's a selling point. And I'm just going to say it because we've already gotten calls. The people that are just hardcore Fastcase 7, here's what we'll tell you on the telephone. If you are in Fastcase and you click on the silhouette of your head, it will open a drop-down menu towards the bottom. It will say, return to Fastcase 7. You can do that. I hope that you won't. I hope you'll give the new one a try because it is a better product. You will, if you make the change, you're going to like it. So for my final question, Alex, I want you to give them the elevator pitch. Why should they go ahead and use VLEX over Fastcase 7? Just summarize the benefits.
Yeah, I think the biggest benefit is going to be that you have access to it for free as part of your membership, right? It's hard to beat that price. And it's, really not going to cost you anything to give it a shot.
Mm-hmm.
And to the folks that are still using Fastcase 7, I would encourage you, if you have a little bit of free time, which I know is pretty rare inside of the legal industry, but next time you're going to run a search, if you can, go ahead and open up a second tab with VLEX. And if you have two monitors, even put a tab from Fastcase on one and a tab from VLEX on the next. If you run that same exact search across both platforms, you'll see pretty quickly that VLEX is just going to be a little bit faster on the draw to getting you those responses and will be a little bit easier to navigate than you may expect. And while you'll get to that same, strong underlying content that we had in Fastcase previously and that we still have now in VLEX Fastcase, you're just going to be able to do so in an experience that's a little bit more seamless, a little bit easier to save, to export materials. And really, I can say, coming from the Fastcase side of things, in terms of change management, when I first heard that we were moving to VLEX, I felt that little bit of nostalgia. I was like, well, Fastcase is great. Why would we want to change? And I think just clicking those buttons for yourself and seeing how smooth the experience is going to be far more convincing than I could enunciate otherwise.
That's perfect. It hadn't occurred to me to run simultaneous mm-hmm. searches. So that was exactly what we needed to hear. And it's like those old breakfast cereal commercials. Try it. You'll like it.
Exactly.
Well, we have reached the end of our program. Thank you so much, Alex Schaefer, for joining us today.
Thank you very much for having me.
Alex, if our listeners have questions, how can they learn more about VLEX Fastcase?
Absolutely. There's two different ways that I would recommend. The first is to dive in for yourself, again, just by going to the floridabar.org website and then going to the member portal and accessing the VLEX Fastcase icon. But once you're inside of VLEX Fastcase, if you're interested in learning a little bit more, under the help menu, we have our knowledge base. It's going to be a great resource for folks that like to reference materials, to search and to get really in the weeds. But if you are instead trying to learn a little bit more from a visual angle, if you click on that resource center in the lower right-hand side of the screen, we're going to have our video tutorials. And we can also share our contact information there as well with our email, our phone, and our support, where our team is able to help during the same hours from Fastcase with live questions and live support.
Perfect. If you like what you heard today, please rate us in Apple Podcasts. Join us next time for another episode of the Florida Bar's Legal Fuel Podcast, brought to you by the Practice Resource Center of the Florida Bar. I'm Christine Bilbrey.
And I'm Jamie Moore. Until next time, thank you for listening.
If you'd like more information about today's show, please visit legalfuel.com. Don't miss an episode by subscribing to the Florida Bar's podcast via iTunes, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and RSS. Find the Florida Bar's Practice Resource Center, Legal Fuel, on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. The views expressed by the participants of this program are their own and do not represent the views of, nor are they endorsed by, the Florida Bar. None of the content should be considered legal advice. As always, consult a lawyer.